Many retailers are slashing the number of workers they hire on a temporary basis during the holiday season, and that is tough for the many people who look forward to the holidays as a time to earn some extra cash. Kurt Nickisch earned some extra cash by sending us this report from member station WBUR in Boston.
Carla Yunt moved to Portland, Maine 6 years ago, and the Southerner quickly learned how important the outdoor retailer, L.L. Bean, figures in the state's economy.
You know, it's interesting. You live in Maine, and if you talk to 10 people, half of them probably have worked at Bean part-time, full-time, whatever, one time or another. It is definitely an institution.
Yunt joined that institution last year when she took a holiday job as a picker.
Where you take the orders that have come in and you pick them off the shelves, literally, and then send them on to shipping to be shipped.
She earned a little more than $10 an hour with oodles of overtime right around peak sales. Plus, there's always the employee discount.
A lot of my family and friends got L.L. Bean things last year because it was such a great perk to be able to do that. It was fun. It was a lot of fun.
This year, the fun may be over. When she first looked online 2 months ago, all of the company's holiday jobs were already gone. Partly because L.L. Bean is hiring 1,600 fewer seasonal workers this year, about a 20% reduction. Fewer pickers and packers because not enough customers are calling in.
And that's the Casco Bay Boat Mock for men. And which color would you like? Briar? All right, that is available for $44.50.
At L.L. Bean's call center in Portland, company spokesperson Carolyn Beam says the worsening economy is forcing managers to be cautious.
We also want to make sure that it's a meaningful employment experience for those seasonals that do come back. We want to make sure that they have the hours, that it makes sense for them to come back and work.
While most people here understand, the loss of holiday jobs is a real blow for those who rely on them year after year, especially for people in Maine's fishing and tourism industries who often have more time on their hands during the winter. But L.L. Bean's bean counters are far from alone. Nationwide, retailers are coming to the same conclusion.
To hear about the latest jobs available at the mall, press 5 now.
A national survey suggests only about half plan to hire as many holiday workers as they did last year.
Thank you for your interest. There are no listings at this time. Please try again at a later date.
At the same time, demand is increasing for those limited holiday shifts. Tom Kokin is a workforce economist at MIT's Sloan School of Management. He says a shaky economy scares people into looking for second jobs.
One, they want to have a fallback if the first one goes away. And secondly, they want to supplement their income. The problem is they're trying to do that at exactly the time that second jobs are scarce.
That irony is not lost on Carla Yunt, who admits she is clamping down on her own spending, even though she knows that very same consumer behavior may keep her from getting a job this winter.
Yeah, it's kind of a vicious cycle in some ways. We all need to have maybe a little confidence. And, you know, maybe it would get better for everyone.
Yunt almost had a reason for a little confidence last week. L.L. Bean reposted a few holiday jobs that hadn't filled. But by the time her interview rolled around, they were gone. For NPR News, I'm Kurt Nickisch.